This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 637, Personalized Communication Gone Astray, and Make Your Virtual Meetings Matter, both by Michael Paperno of michaelpaperno.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host here and your narrator, reading to you every single day from some great entrepreneurial blogs. And I usually just have one post for you, but today I've got two shorter ones, both of them by Michael Paperno. So with that, let's get right to the posts as we start optimizing your life. Personalized Communication Gone Astray by Michael Paperno of michaelpaperno.com. I recently bought an ebook from a well-known leadership expert. The same day I bought the book, I got four emails from him. Number one was the delivery of the digital book, along with a sales pitch for another book. Number two was a marketing email for another line of products he offers. Number three was another marketing email for the same line of products in email number two. And number four was a promotional email for something else his group of companies offered. Four emails in one day? As a former brand communications and marketing agency leader, I knew what was going on here. The purchase of the book enrolled me in an automated workflow that looks like this. When Michael buys book A, have the email software program send him the offer email for product B and add him to the email list for product A. When Michael is added to the email list for product A, also add him to the email list for product C and send product C's first marketing email. You see where this is going? I get it. Automation is a powerful tool when communicating with prospects or customers. Technology has made these highly personalized communications easier than ever. But the people who are setting up these automations are losing sight of the human beings on the other end. I wrote a post a while back about being inundated by emails on a daily basis from companies I like but don't want to hear from daily. They give me no choice to reduce the frequency of the communications, so they lose me as a subscriber. This is happening with advertising, too. This week, I shopped online for a new pair of comfortable lounge pants, and now I'm inundated with loungewear ads on virtually every screen I have in the house. Looks like I accepted a cookie somewhere along the line that allowed the site I was on to sell or share my data. More personalized results on Google, in digital advertisements, and through email were once welcome. I found them helpful. But today, the automated personalized communications and ads that I receive aren't feeling helpful anymore. I can almost see the robot behind them. The human element has all but disappeared. My challenge to all of the marketers and professional communicators out there is to rethink your automations to consider the human beings on the other side of them. Highly personalized touchpoints that are too frequent, out of touch, or awkwardly invasive actually feel incredibly impersonal. Make Your Virtual Meetings Matter by Michael Paperno of michaelpaperno.com. Good meetings are planned well and then facilitated in a way that makes them productive. Here are some tips for running effective virtual meetings and, more importantly, making them matter to your team. 1. Have a clear purpose and an agenda. Be sure the reason for the meeting is clear to you. Then communicate it out to the invitees beforehand. This way they can come to the table ready to contribute appropriately. I use this list of potential goals when planning a meeting, which I got from a podcast featuring Mamie Canfor-Stewart. If the goal doesn't fit into one of these six categories, then I likely don't really need a meeting. Connect, align, decide, ideate or brainstorm, plan, and produce. 2. Set ground rules. Conducting meetings remotely isn't always easy. In fact, it can be quite painful for hosts and attendees alike. The technology doesn't always work as well as it should, and the many distractions your team has in the remote setting can be numerous and beyond your control. When I host virtual meetings, I make sure I set some ground rules right at the start. Here's my list of possible requests from the group. I may use one or more of these depending on who's invited and the number of people on the call. Mute your audio when you're not speaking, if there's a large group. Mute your audio only if there is background noise. For small groups, I like lively discussions whenever possible. Let's make this a distraction-free zone, a simple reminder to silence smartphones, close down email, and set Teams or Slack to Do Not Disturb mode. Keep your video on, or off in certain situations, like when the group should be focusing on one speaker only. Find the chat box now because you may need to use it. I often plan for some type of interactivity using chat. And raise your hand if you want to ask a question. For large groups, I have the nonverbal feature turned on in Zoom that allows every participant to do this digitally. 3. Encourage participation. A meeting that is interactive will naturally be more engaging. Ask questions, seek input, and if you must talk for a long stretch of time, check in with your group along the way to make sure they are following or if they need any clarification. 4. Take notes. Designate someone who's responsible for taking notes and make sure they provide a summary of decisions made and action items, noting who is responsible, to all attendees after the meeting. This removes any ambiguity related to who heard what and what everyone is supposed to do next. 5. Skip the video, sometimes. Video calls can be exhausting because our eyes and brains have more to track than when on an audio-only call. This is especially true with numerous people on the call. Video calls certainly have their place and should be used when seeing each other makes sense. However, consider when an audio-only phone call is the better option. For my coaching sessions, I often start with a call and then fire up video or screen share when needed. 6. Use visuals. Even when you're on an audio call, a good visual or two can help support your messages and engage participants. Consider opportunities to share a graphic or bring up a few slides over a screen share. And 7. Smile before you begin. Even when the meeting is without any video, your audience can still sense your enthusiasm or lack thereof. Reminding yourself to smile and exude positivity will help make others feel more engaged during the call. After all, if you don't sound like you want to be there, why should they? You just listened to the posts titled Personalized Communication Gone Astray and Make Your Virtual Meetings Matter, both by Michael Paperno of michaelpaperno.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Michael for letting us share his post. He is a leadership communication coach and a workplace relationships consultant. Through coaching, consulting, and group training programs, he helps professionals communicate clearly, speak and present more effectively, build and maintain positive and healthy business relationships, refine their personal brands, and lead with confidence. He also helps teams prepare to present at high-stakes meetings, and he's a skilled advisor to teams with communication problems that impact internal dynamics, relationships, and culture. So come check out more of his great articles and content, and you can find it all at michaelpaperno.com. That's P-I-P-E-R-N-O. All right, that's a wrap for today. Hope you enjoyed our two posts from Michael, and I'll be right back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.